Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion.
All right, here's some good news. If you're a Dolly Parton fan, we have a little Dolly Parton concert going on here, 24 after the hour on Good Day. This portion of each hour is a focus on various types of music from the past and the present. Dolly is part of the past and part of the present. She is 70 years old and doesn't seem to slow down a bit. And so it's interesting to focus on a part of her life that most of us don't know anything about. We were talking about gossip earlier and how all of the things that, you know, people talk about that seem kind of silly. There's always been a lot of gossip about Dolly Parton and her husband. She married him when she was 18 years old and has been married to him for, what, so that makes it 40, how many years?
70 years. Yeah, this is their 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary. Yeah. They got married. She met him at 18 at the Wishy-Washy Laundromat in Nashville.
But,
yeah. And then they were married at a church in Ringgold, Georgia. Her mother was there, only witness to the marriage. So they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this month, and they're having a big wedding. She said, we didn't get married in a, you know, one person, her mother was there, that was it. So we're going to get married again. Quote, I'll have a beautiful wedding dress, she says. I didn't have a big, long wedding dress when we got married. And we actually have a suit for my husband.
I can't imagine what he used to wear, what he wore the first time.
I don't think, is there a picture? Will you Google him and see if you can find a picture of Carl Dean? I remember his name because this is what I do for a living, so I remember things like that. But most people don't even know who the guy is.
Yeah, I mean, I've looked this up before, and the only picture I was able to find was, I think, their wedding picture.
Yeah.
There's one from 50 years ago, and that's it.
Yep. And there were all kinds of, is he handsome? You see a picture of him?
Yeah.
I think he's kind of handsome. Oh, my God, do I love this song. Crank this up, Jeremy. Such a wonderful song. So this is appropriate. That's what she says her feelings are for her husband. Even though there were always rumors about her having an affair with Johnny Carson. She had an affair with Merle Haggard. Then these are the rumors. Never proven. Because people are nasty. People start these dirty rumors. Why would you think, well, the answer to the why would you think that is that she's never seen it public with her husband. Never, ever. He wants nothing to do with her career, nothing to do with her business, nothing to do with anything except her essence. She and he obviously love each other. I think it's a great love story, actually.
It's a wonderful love story.
It is. You know, want nothing.
It's nice to know it happens still.
Yeah, isn't it, though? I mean, I think it is the potential, because so many people today are worried about money and they're worried about things that, because they don't really know the people that they're with. And under the circumstances, there are bad judgments that are made sometimes. She has talked about him a little bit, but not much. And that's out of respect for him, because that was his wish. He wanted just to be there as a support for her. That was it. So isn't that, it's just neat.
It's
very
wonderful.
Romantic.
Good I love stories like this. My parents have been married for 36 years now, and so I love hearing other stories of people married for a long time.
And they
time.
Still love each other, obviously, for your time.
Yeah, I think
Good. Congratulations to Dolly Parton and Carl Dean here from Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What do you do when your child catches you in an intimate moment? I mean, it's amazing how children can sneak up on you. And have you noticed how children never knock on your bedroom door, especially when mom and dad are being affectionate? What to do? Here's the developmental science of it. First, when they interrupt, don't make a big deal out of it. Make it clear that mommy and daddy need privacy, and don't assume that your child will be traumatized. If you like, ask later what they saw and correct any strange notions like fighting or hurting another. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, there is absolutely no reason in the world to be embarrassed. I mean, kids like to know that parents care for each other. And remember, a loving foundation in your child's life begins in your home. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harris with you. Did you know that Teflon-coated and other non-stick cookware are believed to be toxic to humans? The Environmental Working Group found that in the 2 to 5 minutes that Teflon pans are heated on a stove, the coating breaks apart and releases at least 6 toxic gases, including 2 carcinogens. The lungs of exposed birds have been known to hemorrhage and fill up with fluid, leading to suffocation, according to Natural News. For us, it's called polymer fume fever and is said to be a temporary flu-like symptom. Additionally, when Teflon pans get scratched during cooking, small amounts of Teflon and leached aluminum adhere to food and become ingested. So how serious is this? Well, in a 2006 Johns Hopkins Medical Center test, these chemicals were present in the umbilical cord blood of 99% of the 300 infants tested. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.